resources for the zoning department. Transit should lend support to them wherever possible.
Okay, I'm a phone man.
What I'm saying is, I think we have to reach out. We could possibly.
I don't think anybody will call me, but never now.
Yeah, well.
It always happens to work, but. Are you ready, Mr. Burns?
Sure.
We have a.
I think AT&T says, 1901.
We have a quorum, and so. And before we start the meeting, we always have a prayer and the pledge of allegiance, and I've asked Wayne to lead the prayer and Maureen, I'm sorry, Maureen to lead in the pledge of allegiance, so join us if you will.
Lord, thank you for who you are, thank you for this day, and thank you for this county that we live in. We invite you into this meeting, Lord, to guide our thoughts and our process, help our county to move forward, Lord. We just ask you to bless our time here and pray these things in your name. Amen.
Please stand. Attention, honor, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, meeting will come to order, and I guess I inverted one and two. My apologies. But number three is the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any changes, any suggestions for changes to the agenda? I'm going to say this about the last meeting. I gave the public ample opportunity to talk, and I love to hear it, but it took about probably 45 extra minutes or longer. It's up to the board if we want to do that again. I mean, if we, you know, I know the meeting was ran a little bit long, and I think that was part of it. We had a good discussion, and I liked hearing it. But what we did last month was anyone who wanted to speak in the meeting could raise their hand. So we got a small crowd, real small crowd. So if there's no objections, I would like to.
I feel that it's very appropriate, and as long as it doesn't get to the point that it disrupts the business of the board, then I think it's very appropriate.
I don't have an issue with it. I just, you know, I think I reserve the right to say, okay, let's move on. But having said that, if you have a comment, just raise your hand and, you know, try to stay on topic. We don't always do that, but try to stay on topic.
And unlike some of our other groups, we'll actually try to answer your question.
Okay. All right. You leaving already, Wayne?
He can't hear
you. The next item, if everyone's okay, any more additions or changes, I would, other than the one I just suggested.
Move approval of the minutes.
All right. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the agenda?
All right.
Next would be the minutes.
I said minutes. I meant agenda.
Okay. I heard agenda, so that was good. Approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Everybody had a chance to review those. Any questions, concerns, corrections, discussion?
I just wanted to say that one of the comments that was made last week talked about personal opinions and agendas, and I want to just stress again that most, I believe all of our comments are driven by what we learned at the community meetings and the surveys. We certainly have our own personal filters. I understand that. But we've all spent, all of the members of this board have spent a lot of time getting the opinions of a lot of people in the county. And that's what, in many, many regards, drives my opinions. Anyway, having said that, I would recommend that we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Are you reviewing the format on the minutes?
Yeah. Since we have the recording now, mm-hmm. I'm good with the skeleton minutes.
We're trying to with all of the minutes that we have, the different boards
right.
have the same format for both the agenda and minutes, and really capturing right. the essence of what was said, but really what we're trying to do is capture whatever action was taken.
Right. Well, yeah, and I think, you know, with the recording, I don't think we're not going to miss anything. I mean, you know, so if somebody wants to go back and review it, it's there.
Good.
So I'm happy with it. Anybody unhappy? All right. Old business. Next item is the comprehensive plan. I want to start with a suggestion, and we can go from there. Last time we got bogged down in some points, and I think that's really good. But I think what we might want to do tonight is move through and see what we can agree on, and then work our way backwards. If you see something, you say, let's come back and talk about that later, we'll come back and talk. But I think there's a lot of items we can just say, yeah, maybe a period needs to be moved or something like that, but I'm good with the idea. And I think that gets us further down the road, and we can highlight them like we did last time. And what we don't cover in this meeting, we can pick up in future meetings, hopefully, you know, and go back and hit the highlighted items. Is everybody good with that? Or does that sound like a problem? Okay. All right. We got through goals 1 and 2, which would be on your page handout, the economic health goals and strategies and the environmental health goals and strategies.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We've got two separate pages here, the one that Maureen's looking at and this one.
Okay.
That we started making comments on.
All right.
Can I suggest that we continue with this?
The information is identical, so you should be able to...
That's actually not true, Mark.
Oh, you've got the
Josh. Let me make 2 points with that. What is up on the screen has Josh Hollingsey's comments on it. And I can zoom this up to be larger.
Try one more.
Can you go one more time? There we go. Thank you.
The Josh Hollingsey's comments are in red on this, and there were a few changes from what happened at the last meeting because of the subject matter of the strategy. You'll notice that the support efforts that provide water and sewer infrastructure for existing and new businesses. Last meeting was under strategy or goal number 1. So because it deals so much with infrastructure and because of space issues under goal number 1, it was moved to goal number 2. If it needs to be moved back, what are you looking at?
Well, what I was referring to was I started to go through, I think I did most of it, comparing the items, item 1 through 8 to, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And, like, for instance, item 4 on this is item D. Item 4 was removed, and it's removed on this one. But then...
Item 4, offer incentives for businesses and development that use proven practices to limit...
Yeah, on this one, item 4, it's in red, and that was supposed to be removed, which it was.
Yes.
Okay, and then you go down to... item 7, it's in red, so it should have been removed, but it's left on here as item E. And I don't know if that was a mistake or if we did it, I didn't realize it.
Consider to adopt policies and plans for designated growth areas? Is that item 7 that you're referring to?
No. Support the development of an industrial park, industrial infill development, and a shell building program. And it's here on this one, on item
It's E. It was moved up.
It's item E.
It's item E on the landscape one.
And it's in red on this copy that you sent out. And did we try to?
We didn't eliminate that.
If I remember, that was in yellow, which means we're going to go back and discuss it again.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't eliminate. Yeah. And so it should still be.
That's
there.
The way. I mean, yeah.
We benchmarked a lot of things. We're going to go back and discuss.
Right, and that's what I understood yellow to mean was where.
We were benchmarked.
Those are benchmarked items,
right? Because you didn't see it said red. Red.
I don't. You know, Wayne. I honestly don't remember us eliminating that one.
I don't either.
I think that one was a good. Matter of fact, I think everybody was.
That one was new. The support the development.
That's why it's
in
red.
Industrial infill development and shell building program was created at the last meeting by NAC.
Yeah.
So number 6 right up there, which is E over on this version, was created during the last meeting.
That's why it's in red.
Because it was.
If it's eliminated, it's got a line through it.
Okay.
Yes. Well, it was a change.
Trying to work with these two.
I think we just should work with this version.
Whichever one we're going to work through, fine. It seems like every meeting we get a different, you know, version of this thing. I think we should get one and stick with it. So we're all on the same page. Continuing to get revised copies.
I agree. So what those first two sections have been discussed. I'd like to move forward, hit everything else, and come back and hit those benchmarks later. But I agree with you that there were items that were benchmarked in the first two. For now, moving forward, starting with goal with land use and livability, I think we ought to stick to this version as closely as we can, realizing there'll be changes and everything, but don't change the format.
Well, we stopped at environmental health vision.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, we already went through.
So we only got the first one done.
We only got the first one done.
Okay. All right.
This is where we were last time, at the beginning of environmental health.
All right. So I think.
And either version you want to work with, I'm happy to work with. And it sounds like.
Let's go with this one, in my opinion, and stay with it.
Okay.
From here on out.
But that is the version that was sent out, and that's the version I reviewed and brought. Because
I sat and put them all together, yeah.
This is what I put out.
This is updated.
Yeah.
It is updated. And you will notice on the screen, if you see red, that is Community Advocates' comments, John Hollingsey. Provided us with comments, and so there are some red marks that were either Josh's or other community advocates that provided feedback.
Is that on this copy you set up to?
It was.
This is in black and white. This is in black and white.
This is the mail copy.
It was
the
mail copy. Yeah.
So we're going to get another copy.
If you want me to disregard the community advocates,
no.
I didn't do so.
No.
So it's something to talk about.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And I highlighted it in red so right. that you know what is different from the copy you have in your hand.
Okay. So when we're done, we'll get the updated version.
Yes.
from there.
Yes.
Perfect. That's, I feel good about that.
Okay.
Would you try to take that up one more notch? The contrast. Yeah, the contrast on it's so poor that you can't really determine the red very easily.
Okay.
Perhaps we could just open on one column.
Yeah.
Easy to.
That's better. That's much better.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to remember, you got old people in the crowd.
I was the one who wanted to do the song.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as I said earlier, my suggestion is that we go down the columns. If we think there's going to be an extended discussion, we benchmark it, move on, let's find the things we can agree on, then we'll work our way back to these. Everybody's good with that. Okay, so let's start with Transylvania County's environmental health goals and strategies. Number one, actively support efforts to conserve and protect the natural resources. A. I have no issue with that one. I'm good with A.
The one change on the screen is local and regional, private and public agencies. Local and regional was added. Do you want to include local and regional, or would you like that to be removed?
Include it.
Yeah. I'm not a... Any problems with that, Wayne?
No, that's fine.
I think as you have it up there. B.
Okay. B. Encourage development patterns that reduce habitat fragmentation. What is that?
If you have a turtle that lives in your farm field, in your neighboring woodland, and all of a sudden there's a road that goes through your farm field, it splits the habitat into two pieces and it fragments it into smaller areas that may no longer support the turtle.
Wayne, this was something that the planning board members, we had several members, went over to Silva for a discussion by the North Carolina Wildlife Commission, and they talked about trying to preserve animal habitat so that you don't lose the diversity that you do have. It's just saying you encourage development, not to fragment. That's all it is an encouragement. There's no real hammer on that.
I think it's important to mention it so that when people do start planning, it's one of the things they keep in mind when they start thinking about, you know, how we're going to develop an area, so that it's part of their thought process and you don't lose sight that really maintaining that habitat is an important part of the wealth of the natural resources here.
And there's also ways to provide corridors, even if you're going to fragment it.
Mm-hmm.
You can provide corridors within your development so that the wildlife can still migrate through the area. It's not difficult to do, and it just enhances the look of the area.
Is that kind of like the deer crossing signs on the highway?
No.
The ones that are shot full of holes?
No. No, it's more like having a small bridge that would allow animals to go under so that they are able to not have to cross the road, but to go through an area that is protected.
I'm going to say that nasty word. It seems to draw fire. How does this affect private property?
Well, encourage is in a planning process, you're talking to the developer saying this is something that we value, but encourage does not have anything more than this is a value statement that Transylvania County has. So it would not have.
I prefer to benchmark that one. I don't know about the rest of you.
I disagree.
I'm happy with it, so we'll have to come back to it because I don't want it to change.
Right, okay. C.
So when you benchmark, just so everybody's clear, are you highlighting the text or putting a
I have to see in publisher what I am able to do.
Well, you know, by benchmarking, if we can all think about maybe alternate ways to say it or some
I want to make sure, and this is what Joy is doing right now, is that we are able to.
I'm not able to highlight it like I am in Word
because
of the publisher. So if we are going to come back to discuss it, it will be in that orangey yellow color.
And if it's a new edition, it'll be in red like the last one. We need to be consistent. If something comes up that's new, it needs to be in red. Okay. All right.
And then if it's removed, I put a line through it because I'm able to draw lines.
All right. C. Coordinate with appropriate agencies and work with private landowners to maintain and enhance water quality, forest health, and sensitive natural areas through management planning and promotion of BMPs.
I had trouble with best management practices being as that's a program. I don't have a problem with little letters, best management practices. But best management practices are, it's a program that's adhered to by several different federal agencies. And it means different things to different agencies.
In the county strategic plan, strategy 4A, they don't use the word best management practices, they use the word long-term management plans.
In strategy 4B, they use best practices.
4B?
4B.
In small letters, yeah.
Yes.
So,
do we have any problem changing those to small letters?
I like the long-term management phrase better myself, but...
Through management planning,
through long-term management planning. Because when you capitalize best management practice, it's no longer a local initiative, it becomes a federal program.
I think the solution on this is just lowercase best management practices.
Yeah. Make it little letters.
Make it little letters.
I can live with little letters, right?
But, Strategy 4A says protect and preserve natural resources with long-term management plans, which is the goal that this aligns with.
But I don't think that this is unaligned when we say management planning and promotion of best management practices.
Well, didn't you add this in?
No.
Where did this come from?
It came from a conglomeration.
It's been there through several drafts, Wayne.
I know. I mean, but where did it come from originally? Do we know? I'm just asking.
The community advocates and the strategic plan.
Yeah.
I think we just simply make it small letters. I agree.
I concur. That's a majority.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
You take out that BM plans.
You're good. All right. Partner with the City of Brevard, the town, this is D. Partner with the City of Brevard, town of Rosman, public land managers, and adjacent jurisdictions on a comprehensive water planning and usage to ensure adequate high quality water is available in the future.
Go ahead.
Anybody have any problems with D?
Yeah.
Not a bit.
Well, aren't we doing that now?
Well, we're starting to, but we don't have a long-term plan in place, but they're starting to coordinate, which is, you know, what we want to continue, so.
The first thing you need to do is get everybody to the same table, and they haven't been able to do that yet, so.
You know, at that McGill and Associates presentation at the TRC, mm-hmm. I thought that was an excellent example of what happens when the three entities get together, and you know, I thought it was great.
I did too. That's exactly what we're saying here.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if we should say continue to start again. Mm-hmm. Just
well, I don't know if we have adjacent jurisdictions yet, you know. So
okay, my dad.
We've got Brevard and Rosman, the city, so the county's talking, but I'm not sure how much talk there is yet with adjacent jurisdictions. So, you know.
Well, that should be encouraged. You know, that was a lot, many comments in the survey.
Yeah. Well, it's a real important one.
Okay. All right.
E.
I got concerns about E. I would prefer to benchmark it and come back to it.
What's the concern?
Well,
well, first of all, the phrase at the end, BMPs, I want to change to smalls.
Well, that would have to be changed to match what we did.
Right.
So
if
you do that, are you okay with it?
I'm not sure that I'm. Maybe we should encourage or advocate instead of ensure. That's what I'm kind of concerned about.
All you're ensuring is that the information is available.
Yeah.
You're not force feeding anything to anyone.
You're just making sure the knowledge is available.
We took out the BMPs.
There we will. Yeah.
So,
isn't it best management?
If we go verbatim from the strategic plan, they say best practices. I'm happy to make it best management.
No, I like best practices.
I thought you had management up above.
I did have management up above.
But the commissioner says best practices or long-term management.
Best practices means nothing. But best management practices does have value.
Means something, yes.
Yeah, they have best management practices. They are some organization has identified what those are. We've done that with corridor protection. We've identified best management practices for checks and natural beauty here. It's not a program, it's just best management practices. And so I think you either use best management practices or come up with something else, because best practices, in my mind at least, I don't know what that is.
I know this is arcane and we're getting off in the weeds, but if you capitalize best management practices and look it up, it's different than if you look it up in small letters.
I'm okay with small letters.
It means two different things.
Best
management practices, big letters, means somebody tells you what to do. Best management practices in small letters means you take the best ideas from everywhere else and develop your own plan.
Girl.
All right, so if we have it with the best management practices with little letters, are we all good with E?
We have copies of it.
Yes. Yes, I'm good with it.
Bear, real quickly, what we're doing is we're trying to find the things we can agree on. Anything we're going to have a discussion about, we're going to benchmark and come back to try to knock out the, you know, to shorten the process a little. F.
Do you have problems with that best management practices? Do you want to come back and discuss it? Or?
I do, but I mean, it doesn't. It looks like we're. I'm good with it for the moment. F. Promote the use of native plants, county government construction, encourage use in private, commercial, and residential landscaping. Anybody got a problem with that?
I'm good.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can interject something, but as a farmer, I would like to see concern about nectar plants.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak up a little, sir?
And I would suggest adding and nectar plants. In county government construction projects and encourage the use of these plants in private, commercial, and residential landscaping. Should be maple and nectar plants, supposedly.
You seem well versed on that. What are the unintended consequences of the nectar plant?
Well, 30% of all of our economically important crops are pollinated by nectar from bees and wild and commercial bees. If we don't have those nectar plants, we may not be eating a lot of stuff.
Well, I understand the process, but is there any downside to what you're proposing as far as nuisance or such?
The way you've got it written is that you're encouraging people, and if they've got, for example, an allergy to these things, they're not going to plant them.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
This is right in line with what the County Extension Office is heavily promoting in terms of, you know, planting, you know, nectar plants for, you know, our native pollinators, and of course planting native plants because that, you know, just helps, you know, all of our species out there, you know, birds, insects, bats, etc. You know, so it's what the County Extension Office is.
My question was, are there any unintended?
Let me ask a dumb question, Jim. I got you in just a second. Hang on just a second. Mr. Parker. I know this is going to sound like a dumb question, but if we encourage native plants or nectar plants, how much is that going to increase the cost? It wouldn't seem like it would increase it at all. I'm just, would that be something that would put an extraordinary cost on a project?
Not if they do any kind of landscaping. It's just a choice of plants
okay.
that they use.
That's,
and I see it as an economic development enterprise as well, encouraging the use of native plants. They're not going to propagate them in foreign incentives.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to check and make sure it wasn't going to be some, you know, the unintended consequence would be a huge cost increase to a government project. That's.
No, okay. I don't think so. I think it may be the reverse of it.
Okay.
And then it's consistent with our economic development concept.
Okay.
For example, I've been trying to find nectar plants to landscape them, and it's hard to find them.
Okay.
And I'm advocating that we get some of these nurseries specifically trying to propagate nectar plants and have them available for those of us who do want to incorporate them.
All right.
I get very confused with this. I see that the term native plants, and then we have the nectar plants. And when I think about nectar plants, the first one that comes to mind is the invasive species of a honeysuckle. I like a definition of what a native plant is, and if we're going to do this nectar business, what about the European honeybees? They're not native, so where are we going with this conversation?
Well, I can't quote the definition of native plant, but I know it exists, and I know that is what the County Extension Office puts out brochure after brochure, trying to make sure that we do native plants, which are, I believe, plants that are
we can get that
from this area, and therefore are adapted to the environment and will not become invasive, you know, because they are in balance with the natural environment of this particular area.
I think, I'm sorry. Are
you native plants were here before the Europeans arrived. So native plants were
well, how
here
do we know
in
they were
this
here?
Continent before. Because the early botanists recorded them and
guys,
the definition's available.
The definition.
That's to answer Jim's question, the definition's available. Nectar plants, I'm a little less certain about, but I'm sure there's a definition of that as well. I mean, I'm sure that County Extension or someone has a definition of that.
Extensive list of
okay.
recommended nectar plants that are non-invasive.
That's a good point. I mean, we've talked a lot about definitions, so okay, I'm I'm okay with that, but it's available.
Should this specifically say non-invasive nectar plants?
I think your statement says promote the use, and maybe who's going to promote that? That is through this plan that you're talking about? So it's going to be the county making that promotion. Well, I hope they know about the promotion.
There's no punishment if you don't. No. But we encourage that. Is that right, what I hear you saying?
Yeah. For example, Orange County has a nectar plant garden. It's a beautiful garden. And it's available for people to see. It's on county property. And they have the choice. They identify the plants on this site. And people then are encouraged to select those for their home landscape if they want.
All right. Everybody good with that as it stands?
Yes.
Nectar or just natives?
Hey, we added nectar on there.
Nectar.
Yeah. I'm fine. I mean, honestly, I don't know why you have to have the nectar, but I think if I'm allergic to bee stings, which I am, I might not want to put something in that attracts hornets. But
don't put them in your yard.
Don't put them in my yard.
That's, I mean,
as long as it's not a requirement, I'll come over and plant it in your yard. Okay.
Okay. Everybody's good with that, given the changes in the discussion we had. Okay. G.
I'm
good. Give it that way.
Yeah, I mean, okay, don't we already have this kind of, don't we have a historical preservation boards and JH cemetery boards and
doing, yeah.
Yeah, we have several that.
Do we need to add it here?
What's that?
About the board?
Number G, huh?
I'm not sure if there is key words.
You know, there. This
we can change it to continue to provide.
Continue to provide.
Because that's the point you're making, but I think it needs to be there.
Yeah.
I feel personally that's an important role for the county.
I mean, we want to consider the nature of the county and our history, so I don't understand your objection. I mean, I don't understand what your issue is.
Is it just the wording, the way it is now, seems like we're not doing that?
Yeah.
And you're saying that we are doing that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we are. Have been for decades.
Yeah. Do we have to redefine that in this plan?
All we're saying is, as we move forward over the next 10 years, this continues to be important to us as one of our values and one of our goals. And so the fact that we've already got the mechanism in place to do it is great, the organization that exists. So.
You want to take it out altogether, or
no?
Say,
you know what?
Look,
I don't have a problem with this story, or anybody. But remember what Mrs. Goodman or Goodson said. You know, take the opinions of the survey results that we got. What did that tell us? That told us that approximately, what's the figure? 72% of the people in the county that responded wanted economic development. Jobs were important. So I get that we have to put some other items in here, but the majority of this plan should be focused at generating income, promoting development, commercial development.
Actually, I think you could make a very good argument that preserving the historic structure.
Again, Mark, I'm not saying take this stuff out, but we've got an awful lot of stuff over here that doesn't generate jobs. And we heard that overwhelmingly from the people that responded.
Well, I mean, we heard that jobs was
their top concern. But that doesn't mean we eliminate everything else. And as Mark said, what you get, you know, you want to generate jobs, so you want to have an environment that's conducive to attracting economic development. To do that, you need a lot of different things.
I agree with that. All I'm saying is, let's not lose sight of the fact that the majority of this plan should be focused on economic development.
Well, I think you are. I mean, I don't, unless you are trying to delay or not do something, and I don't think you are, I see these items as actually being part of economic development. What Carol was talking about with nectar plants and native species is economic development. It ties, but it's not necessarily job creation by attracting a business or having a building. These are all more subtle pieces that make this community different, make it special, and make it a place for people who want to move to and invest in. I would argue these are as much economic development as you have control over. I think that is economic development.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm not for it. I'm just reminding us.
So also in the strategic plan 5C, with the measure of success being the number of historic sites.
So are we all good with G now that we've changed it to continue?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
H. I would like to say continue or participate with state agencies because I think they protect and designate water supplies, watersheds, don't they?
No, the county is responsible for it. The state has oversight.
Right.
But the county is responsible.
Okay.
For it.
Right.
So, I mean, participating in this.
Yeah.
I'm
good with that.
I'm good with it.
Me too.
You good with that one, Wade? You good with H?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, question, Joy. We had this, and then we had the fragmentation B. What do you think that are we promoting there as a difference? Because they flag item B.
Does this go back to her comment of combining some of them?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of
them.
Yeah. Although she does, I'm looking at Jackie's notes, and Jackie is, I don't think that this is one that you were looking at combining for you. No.
Okay.
But I'm looking at, I'm wondering though,
Were you finished with your comment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want this fully explained to me. What does this mean? Collaborate with appropriate agencies, okay, to identify appropriate corridors for biodiversity movement between public lands and suitable habitats. Okay. What does that mean?
It's the same thing as
me. The only thing I'm concerned about is suitable habitat. If it's on private property, what happens then?
Wait a minute. Before we go there, what does this mean? Biodiversity movement. Movement of what?
Biodiversity.
What's a biodiversity?
Plants, animals.
Okay, so I don't... give me an example. Kudzu?
You could have bears.
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bear bothering me right now, by the way.
And if there was, I think the wording on this one is probably not very good, but allowing a bear to move through an area that does not have subdivisions, people, cars, I think that would actually avoid that interaction that you've got.
They come into places with cars. That's what they do.
I
chase them out every day. They go, there's trash.
I think we need to eliminate. I would keep B out of the poll, and I would suggest that you eliminate I, because I think it's the same thing, but the wording on it is just too hard.
Mm-hmm.
eliminate I altogether as a recommendation.
And then keep B is to go back and look at, because I think it really is the same thing.
I think it's duplicative.
I was going to benchmark it anyway, so I'm glad you said eliminate it. I like that better.
All right, so we're all happy with eliminating I.
Everybody good with that?
That's fine. B is...
B
covers.
Okay, J. Promote educational campaigns regarding the proper use of pesticides and fertilizers.
I don't personally have a problem with that being done.
Mm-hmm.
But is it... I'm kind of going back to Wayne's point. Is it important enough to be here because you have to use proper pesticides and fertilizers by law?
Huh?
So the law is kind of enforcing that.
Do we have a farmer?
Right.
You're a farmer.
Two farmers.
Two sitting here.
Again, let me say, I don't have a problem with us doing the educational campaigns. I think they'll happen regardless of whether they're in here or not. But my moral along the lines of condensing this down where we can, so it's not so thick that people are just not paying any attention.
Well. Speaking as a farmer, you know, we're required to be certified to different levels of certification depending on the chemicals we're using. But there are chemicals that come across the counter that a homeowner can get, farmers can get, anybody can get it. And some of the biggest pollution that I'm concerned about is homeowners. Just going out every year putting so much fertilizer on their yard and half of it going to Prince Charles River. The farmers get blamed for it. And then we also have a situation of so many hazardous chemicals in the sink under the homes. And I would say this is generic. And we really, there are problems with chemicals in the home and used by people who have always done it. Don't read the label. Don't try to calibrate how much they put out, for example. If a little bit's good, then I'm going to do more. And I would be concerned about having it. It's when you put in pesticides and fertilizers, people automatically think farming, agriculture. And that's true. And we're trying to be more responsible, but when I taught high school, Brevard High, we started collecting samples in the stream to measure the runoff from our cattle going into Jumping Branch and also going into Nicholson Creek. What we wanted to protect that creek from the runoff from our cattle. What we found out that the stream, Jumping Branch, was more hazardous, had higher material in it than coming from the farm. And the city of Brevard was doing our testing for us. I mean, we pulled samples and took it to them. And we also found direct piping. So the city is aware of that, and they're trying to take efforts to do that. But the hazardous material is not just an agricultural problem.
Are there already programs that address that you're aware of?
We,
as far as with home, I understand your point. You already know what the dangers are because it's your livelihood.
Well, it's our life.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying it's your livelihood. It's your right. Kind of your obligation, if you will, to understand that. But as far as a homeowner, do you know if there are any programs in place that are already, you know, private, public, nonprofit? Does anybody do that already?
The Cooperative Extension Service stresses about not overutilizing fertilizers, and they give programs every year about that as part of their Master Gardening program. So they're trying to get awareness out there.
Could this be worded a little differently?
If I can make a suggestion, between promote and educational, insert the word public.
Now, we still haven't addressed Daryl's question.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with it being here. Us doing the campaign. It's worthwhile. I just, is it important enough to be taking up space here in the plan?
May I suggest that you flag this one?
Yep.
I mean, you know, I think your point's well taken. You guys think about it as to whether or not, and I think we may have some more that are in this category of, yeah, we all support it, but it doesn't need to be here. So maybe that's when you go back and look at it, you think about that some.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this part of H when you get right down to it?
No, because water supply is a very, very small area.
Protection and designation of water supply.
Water supply.
Watershed. Everything. Watershed is everything. Every little creek and branch.
Water supply, watershed, is an area defined as for drinking water. If you wanted to say a watershed, that's fine, but you insert the word supply, and now that's drinking water. So that is for drinking water.
All right, let's flag that one and move on.
Your comment about the under the sink chemicals, would that be addressed by household hazardous waste and including that in there, or?
If I could add one more thing, when I read that, I'm thinking about your community involvement, your community advocates. There is an increasing concern on the part of consumers about the quality of the food and their environment. And I think, basically, if I were in your shoes, I would want to acknowledge that concern, even though we are doing a lot of things already. And I think a lot of farmers are trying to provide those organic products to the customers who want them. But we got to acknowledge that we want to keep a healthy environment. That's what we're saying.
Let's flag that one and we'll come back to it. Okay. No.
Oh, yes.
No. No. She's not. I mean, if there's a concern about J taking up space in the plan, then K certainly takes up space in the plan. I mean, and I looked up bird-friendly community according to the Audubon Society and their requirements that they have for you to get this title. So, and I just don't. I personally don't think that needs to be in the comprehensive plan. I mean,
do you think our county is already friendly to birds?
The birds woke me up the other day when I was off. We had a friendly conversation. I'm fine with it. I don't think there's a bird habitat problem here. There's birds all over the place here. It's just my opinion.
You know, I don't have a problem with this being in there. Encouraging a bird-friendly community is just part of protecting and enhancing our natural environment here. I mean, birds, the bird habitats are, you know.
What is the designation going to do that isn't already done?
Well, this encourages people to think about this. You know, by putting it in the plan as one of our goals or strategies, it's encouraging you to think about, you know, when I'm working on my property, my yard, or developing, do I want to leave, you know, things that would encourage birds, such as, you know, I mean, I don't know what they call it, but, you know, you rebrush, you know, so that there are places for the birds to basically nest and get protection. You know, you don't clear the land altogether. A lot of times you leave, you know, swatches of, you know, of habitat for them.
Well,
it just is another way to encourage people to think about the environment and all of the pieces of the environment. And encourage it. I mean, we're not dictating anything. We're just encouraging.
Does it rise to the level of importance to be put in this plan? I haven't been any place in this county where I don't hear birds singing. I mean, I see birds in the middle of the barn. This is one of the most bird-friendly places around.
If we could use this to eliminate the ownership of cats, I'm all right, strike that.
Wayne is anti-cat. There's a burning trail across the state.
I'm wondering if it could be court, you know. Yeah.
Well, I guess we just should benchmark this one too.
There's a burning trail across the state that has a website and encourages people to go to certain communities. So bringing economic development through the use of what we have from here. But
you know, if Pennsylvania Times feels that it's worthy enough to have a write-up every week on the birding situation in the county, we can probably include it as a footnote, a one-sentence footnote.
Maureen?
I feel the same way about this one as the one prior to it. Does it really, like Mike brought up, does it really deserve a place in the plan? And there, whether it's in the plan or not, there's nothing to stop the community from advocating for it and supporting. So that's just kind of where I'm going. I don't want too many plans that come across are these huge behemoths that people don't take the time to read. And what I'm hoping is that we can get a plan here that's not going to turn people off just by looking at how thick it is.
I could agree with what you're saying, Daryl, if this was three paragraphs.
Yeah.
It's one sentence. You know, I've seen the plans you're referring to where you get a half a page on the bird breaking down every item. I agree, that's not appropriate. One sentence to bring it to mind is, in my opinion.
We can flag it. I'm okay with that.
Let's flag it. Come back to it. 2A. Made it through that one in an hour. 2A. Coordinate efforts to expand local regional. Can you read it? I don't know what it means. I'd like somebody to explain it to me, but I don't know really what that means. I know what wildcraft production is.
This is an economic development budget. And what you're doing is trying to encourage property owners that have these areas to actually grow and or create product that can be sold. That's really basically all you're saying. And that you're trying to encourage markets for those produce. Ginseng would be a great example of that. Using poplar bark as a siding for tree or for buildings now. That's a popular siding higher end homes is using poplar. So that's looking at regional agriculture could be Gaia herbs. And trying to focus on, you know, the natural products. So.
I know Madison County has a fairly vibrant market in berries now. And
mushrooms.
Yeah, berries and mushrooms. You know, blackberries, blueberries, things that are native to the area, and even some invasives like raspberries, which I don't think are native here. But
raspberry or wineberry.
Wineberry. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I understand. I'm a little uncomfortable with the word coordinate. I don't know how to say it. I mean, I know we tried to avoid opinions, but in my opinion, I have no problem with government is educating.
Promote. Support.
Promote.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Promote. I feel better with promote than I do with coordinate. But, I mean, I understand the concept. I just...
I don't have a problem changing coordinate and promote.
Okay.
Anybody else like some coffee?
When I write something the community advocates say, I put it in red. Do you want planning board? Any changes that we make should be in blue?
Sure.
So that you realize that was a change?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Jackie, you want more coffee?
No.
Okay. Number B.
B. I don't like B.
just me.
Is that something that Josh added?
No, it's been there.
No. It hasn't been there.
I believe it was combined two of them. There's one under natural resources and one under agriculture lands, you know, goal one and goal two that were combined. If you look,
oh, two is now C.
Right. It's been there.
So B, where did B come from?
It may have come from goal number one, a strategy under. So if you look, right here, it was moved over to protect the ag lands because there was one over here that talked about
the number five under the
it was under the goal one and there was no space.
All right.
There might be space now that we removed that one.
Evaluate funding mechanisms and establish a county conservation bank to provide for the purchase of development rights and or conservation easements. Well, I'm with Mike.
I'm
explain that to me again. What does that mean?
My mother's a conservation easement specialist in Boulder, Colorado, and they have found that with the growth of the Denver metro area, there is no more working lands, no more farms, no more agriculture. And so they created a program to buy the development rights from the farmers so that the value of their land is not up here, and so that they can continue to farm it. So a conservation easement is an agreement between a landowner and a nonprofit, or there's a state agency, the EEP, that also holds conservation easements, and it's agreed upon between the landowner and the agency that holds the conservation easement. And so they're still able to build houses, but they're not able to build 20 million houses. They may have five or six housing envelopes that still provide room for agricultural land and use.
When you take a conservation easement, what happens to the tax on that land? So there it goes. So in other words, we're taking more. If we do this, we're taking more land and making it non-taxable.
It's still taxed, but it's taxed as rural.
We have a conservation easement on our farm to protect it as a farm.
Yeah. I know while I was commissioner, several farms went through that. I always supported it because I think it is important to protect our working land, especially during that time when there was so much development. But we haven't. I'm trying to think of any large working areas in the county that are not protected, that meet this criteria, that are not protected.
Any farm, right?
What's that?
Any farm could possibly benefit from it. I mean,
Jackie. No, you know, I'm trying to think of a large farm that hasn't already benefited from it. That is in danger of being developed. Or they just sell the development rights.
Well, and land is a farmer's bank.
Oh, yeah.
And so not many farmers are willing to put conservation easements on their property. Mm.
there really were.
She said they're not willing to, not many are willing to put conservation easements on their property. So then that kind of begs the question to me, then why would we mess with it?
Begs the question what?
Why, if not many farmers are willing to do it, why would we put that in here?
Well, it needs to be an option if you want to eat.
Isn't it now?
It's an option now, isn't it?
Isn't it an option now?
Yeah, but it needs to be a reminder to future generations.
Okay, well, reminding and collaborating
and creating
are
establishing.
What would be the role of the County Conservation Bank? That's what we've already, like I said, I've sat through several of these. The commissioners have to sign off on conservation easements from their large scale like that. And several of these were done while I was commissioner on some fairly large farms without a conservation bank. I'm not sure how the conservation bank is going to make this more attractive. Is it going to pay for the rights?
Yeah, so maybe the hang up on this one is a county conservation bank, because there are non-profit agencies that do this, and maybe that's what you're trying to do, is really encourage non-profit engagement with local farmers. I think it's, you do something else other than encourage farming and working land. Many of the farms that we have are where we get some of the spectacular views of the mountains, which is why tourists come here.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to protect that view actually has economic value that goes beyond farming and a farmer being able to have a livelihood.
Mm-hmm. I
could see where there's a rub with establishing county conservation.
I have no issue with the private property owner agreeing to do something. Establishing a county bank, conservation bank, is a different issue.
I can see that.
So if we went down, if we took this in a direction of continuing to promote the conservation of working lands, farms, things of that nature, I think that's something we'll be okay with, right?
So if it looks like C, look at C.
Yeah, so.
Well, maybe expand preserved private farmland and rural working lands and significant natural resources. So maybe combine those, but that would say get rid of the A County Conservation Bank.
I'm okay with that. I always, like you said, there's some of the most beautiful portions of the county are the farmlands. And a lot of the farmlands aren't under danger of development because, given their nature, the floodway and floodplain as well. But I'll be okay with something like that.
We have a technical
problem? Yeah, sorry.
So rather than try to wordsmith these two together right now, can we just highlight them and staff come back and have that and just combine?
We're talking about B
and C. B and C combined.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I'd like to see the county consider. And I've seen it done in other areas, and right offhand I can't give you a prime example, but the county makes a inventory of fallow and underused farmlands and enters into agreements with the owners for them to lease those lands to new startup farmers. Rather than allow those lands to go fallow and the property owner just sitting there paying taxes on it, there's a mechanism to where they can pay the taxes on the land, have some revenue off the land without actually personally working the land. A lot of the farmers are aging out, and their younger family members aren't interested in running the farm. So one of two things are going to happen. They're going to have to sell it because they can't pay the taxes, or they're going to die and it's going to go into an estate and be sold to the highest bidder. If that property was generating revenue for that owner, it would make it a lot better. And I would see it as a county. It would almost have to be a governmental function to do that type of inventory and work up that type of program to start that. We have a number of young farmers. Pitch Pine Farm is a good example. They started about 4 years ago with a little piece of property, and they had to go in and develop it. They had to buy that piece of property, whereas there's a lot of young people who would like to do farming but just can't do that. They can't buy a piece of property, especially in this county.
There is a private organization that is doing that in Western North Carolina.
Are they doing it in Transylvania County?
I don't know. Maybe we need to highlight and support their efforts.
I have not heard of it, and I spoke with the extension agent and the secretary, and neither of them knew anything about it.
Who's doing that, Joy?
So I complicated the issue a little bit, but I think it would be a good...
I don't know. I think that there's a website, and they have a blog that farmers and landowners can use to get together. I will have to locate the link and find where that is.
Okay. Now, the biggest problem I see is that the person desiring the land has no way to connect with the person. If they could come to the county extension or the county and find out what's available.
Are we able to suggest in this plan that the county agent do that?
We can suggest anything we want. Whether or not anybody follows, it's another thing altogether.
That's true for all these points.
The average farmer in America is 58, and less than 2% of Americans farm. I think that's a good idea, but it costs on the average of $2.5 million to start farming.
So, with Chris's suggestion in B and C, can we highlight all that, benchmark it all, and come back to it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to suggest that D is the same as A.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Three.
Okay, so eliminate B.
I think you can combine A and D and make it simple. Keep it. I like the wording. I like coordinate better than collaborate, and it doesn't.
So would we combine A, B, and C?
No, I'm suggesting A and D.
Okay, I thought we were doing B and C together.
We're benchmarking B and C together and adding Chris's comment.
Okay.
He's suggesting combining A and D.
Okay.
E. Should we evaluate it or support it? I mean, has that been evaluated?
I think it's at a point.
I'm sure it's been evaluated.
It needs to be supported. You have a farmer's market. Leslie Longman, is that
farmer's market?
No.
Yeah,
D.
Has
D. What happened to D?
D got combined with A.
Oh, I thought you were saying B, not D.
You got to learn to speak Southern Appalachian.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Evaluate?
I don't know that it's been done, is it?
There's no reason to evaluate.
They've been pursuing this.
It needs support. This is economic development.
No, I don't disagree. I just...
Yeah.
Should it be moved?
No.
No, I think it's right here under agriculture.
But you know, what you have triggered something that longer term, what we might want to do is on any of these that truly tie to economic development, you could cross-reference by putting... Somebody's looking at me like I got it.
You just doubled your work.
Alright, moving on. My recommendation would be that you support. You don't need to evaluate it.
I'm okay with that.
It's proved its viability.
I can send you some stats that Leslie has provided regarding the current farmers market that we have, and it's pretty phenomenal the value add proposition that that has for this community.
I don't have an issue with that. I know there was a candidate who ran in the last county commissioner's race that was concerned about us evaluating everything. I'd a whole lot rather see things evaluated. Make sure there's a need. If it's already been done, then I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather see things evaluated than let's build it and then see what happens.
Well, there's a
the alternative to evaluation.
3 to 4 years ago,
okay,
they already were talking about they felt like it could be supported year round.
I don't have an issue as long as it's been. Yes, ma'am.
Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
At a middle school,
mm-hmm.
has the covered pavilions,
right,
that the school has used for, and then on Tuesdays they have their farmers market there.
Okay.
That would be, it'd be nice to have a dual use with the schools. I subbed out Rosman. There's no place for those kids to go at lunchtime outside. Wouldn't it be great to have a dual-use pavilion where they could be used for the community and the schools?
Since we're past the statute of limitations, I used to skip and go home at lunch. So there is a place to go. But anyway, moving right along.
All right, you
are. Statute of limitations.
You got detention.
I'm good with it. I just...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm concerned with, was if there's a need and it's been evaluated, I'm good with it. I'm not concerned at all about it. I agree, it's economic development.
I'm very much confused as to how this conversation can go in the area of economic development. When you're proposing that the people of our county buy overpriced products from inefficient small farmers as opposed to importing lower priced products from efficient farmers from the communities around us, none of this makes any sense. This is at all counterproductive. The idea of grow locally, eat locally, and so forth flies against all economic logic. I don't understand where you're going. You're forcing people into some sort of a feel-good situation that makes no sense whatsoever.
I'm not sure how they're forced to do a thing. You're not going to force me to pay $20 a gallon for a quart for honey. You're just not going to do it.
Well, if I understand,
they're mandating the shutting down of Ingles and Bottles, making folks go to the farmers market. I'd see where you're coming from, but I think this is an option for people who do want to buy local. It's something that, you know, through the summer, spring, summer, fall, when they're open, I know that I'm paying more, but, you know, I like the idea of buying my products from folks that I know as well. So I know I can swing by Ingles and Bilo and save quite a few. People have that choice.
Jim, is your concern that the county would pay for the structure, the infrastructure to do that? Is that what?
It's certainly expending the time and effort even discussing the situation. Certainly promoting on the websites, promoting the newspaper. It seems very counterproductive. It's illogical.
Well, I disagree. I think it's extremely logical. I think that what you're doing is supporting farmers. I think you're supporting the buy local process. You have the option if you want to go to Seymour, if you want to go to Ingles, if you want to go to Hendersonville and get something there. You can do that. But what you're saying as a community is that we have pride in our local farmers. We have pride in the services that we provide, and that's part of it. I think it makes perfectly good sense.
I'm okay with the wording here that says support. If it was more, you know, fund and build yourself and provide the land, things of that nature, I might have a little more concern about it, but I'm okay with the county supporting.
To me, the support says if a farmer comes in and says, I want to put up a, you know, 20 acres flea market here, the county would go along with that. I don't see them putting in county money for this.
I could see the county working on grant funds to bring in, that you're bringing outside dollars in to support something like this. I think there are many different ways that you can be supporting this, but it does not say county is doing it. So Darrell, I think your point is taken.
I'm
happy with it.
Works the way it is.
All right. F. See a whole lot of issues with that.
But isn't that really going back again to A, and almost as a what could be a tax under a revised A?
I see some issues with it before you combine it.
I'm saying delete it. Because it's actually part of a revised A.
Because the word implement is going to give me heartburn. So I'm glad you're eliminating that.
Well, I'm not. You guys will.
I agree. What do you think about what's... I'm good with eliminating F.
But the county doesn't add anything, and you know, we're telling them they have to implement it. We have no enforcement in that area.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, they
that might
go check down.
All right. You good with taking F, removing F? Okay. G. I'm gonna ask a question. Is this already been done?
If your property is under, what is the term, where you have, you're working with a forest plan, you are covering that. So it is being done.
Okay.
So, what do you say? Get rid of it?
I'm saying it's already being done.
It's already being done?
Yeah. Joy, where did this one come from?
What?
It is a way to sustainably harvest timber without removing water quality. So it was a way to address the preservation and protection of our natural resources that were identified as a priority by county commissioners. So.
Doesn't A and B kind of, when you combine A and B, doesn't it kind of cover what we're talking about here? So.
I'm with you, Chris.
I would say we can strike G if we're combining A and B.
So what do we do with G?
Chris is suggesting we strike it because the combination of A and D, or the combination of A, will cover it. The revised A will cover it.
I'm okay with that.
All right, H.
I wholeheartedly agree with it.
I know that came from Oconee County, from their strategic plan or from their comprehensive plan. I'm curious what they're doing, what that means. I mean, I understand the words, but what does that mean when it's put into practice?
It's supported by herbs. That's what, in a way, when I was doing economic development, we were working on ways of supporting Gaia herbs.
Another thing, Mike, is our climate is quite suited for a number of small, small acreage crops, high value crops that are not being grown here. Because nobody, they haven't been grown here before.
Not so. Bad.
What?
There's quite a few high dollar crops grown in this county.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yes, it worked for me.
What about you, Wayne?
It's happening, and it's going to happen regardless if it's in the plan or not.
Right.
It's not okay with it. Either way,
I guess the question is, do we add any value to it by putting it in the plan? Is it going to happen anyway? That would be my only question. I don't disagree with the principle.
Well, the grant process has to be initiated by the government.
Right.
So if the rank and file of the county isn't presented with the thought of going after the grants, there's no incentive to do so.
I guess the question is, what Daryl just said, I think is true. It's going to happen whether it's in the plan or whether it isn't. I'm just wondering, are we adding any value by putting it in the plan?
You're adding value to the granting agencies who may like to have it pointed back to being in the comprehensive plan. It may make them more likely to give money to the county to support
that. That is true.
Not questioning. I just want to make sure that we're adding value with this.
Well, honestly, if you look at Jay, just partner with Mountain Valley Resource.
I know.
Okay, please turn it down a little bit. I'm just saying, if you look at Jay,
over on page 26, item H.
The Mountain Valley Racehorse Conservation and Development, that is an organization that helps to write grants for water quality and promote solar energy development on small farms. That's all they do. And I talked with them, and I'm wondering if that can be combined with H. The commissioners have already voted not to participate with this organization. They sent them a letter last December saying they didn't want to participate with it, but these people are still willing to participate with us. And frankly, I think we should leave their name as a resource in and tie it in with ACE, because it does help people become aware of that our grants are available. I'm stumbling through this trying to explain it, but I was originally skeptical of this, but I looked into it after our meeting, and I think they're a good organization that could help our people with certain types of farm and economic development, especially when it comes to writing grants. They got a grant for somebody to fix their septic system for $2,500 3 years ago. How would anybody in this room know that there was a grant available to do that? So I don't have a problem with leaving their name in, maybe combining it with H.
How many people needing a septic tank?
You what?
How many people needing a septic tank is all over the comprehensive plan?
Yeah, I don't know. But
how about, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not trying to.
Well, how,
it's really.
Wait, this organization has been involved in this county for 42 years.
What have they done?
So the question.
I've been here 42 years and never heard of them.
Exactly, but they have done stuff here.
I mean, from where I'm coming from, I think if you're having trouble with such a thing, you're going to go for the necessary permits.
That's right.
If you're having trouble paying, hopefully you're going to discuss that with the folks in environmental health, and they'll be the ones to turn you on to it.
That's right.
So I think it's, you know, it's more of a role of, when you work in that field, you know the ins and outs, or you should.
Okay.
So you should, you know, from the county can do that through its employees.
So if you have septic trouble, do you have to go through the county? Or do you just say, my toilet's not working, and you call a plumber, and you have it fixed, you don't even bother, does the plumber say,
no, we got to get it? If you're replacing your septic tank, you're going to go visit the county office.
You're actually, it may not be the homeowner, but
yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
No, if it's a septic system failure, your replacement, health department's going to be involved with it.
Okay. So it would be an education of the department. Is that what you're saying? To
yeah.
Say, hey, by the way, did you know maybe you can get a grant to call these people? So maybe we should just take it out. Is that what I hear you saying? Or
oh, somehow we got from high dollar crops to septic systems.
I don't remember
how
it's
we got there.
It's all
in the
crop bag.
What,
hey, what you eat today is your
fertilizer
tomorrow.
But
sorry. You know what I mean. It is all interconnected. I just saw a connection there.
Okay.
H is the one that's under discussion at the moment.
So work with state and federal agencies, regional and other regional partners to attract agribusiness, or do we want to specifically name Mountain Valley's resource conservation and development?
My concern, well, with a lot of the, anytime you specifically name something, I think you limit it. I like regional partners as opposed to that. But that's not the one we're on right now. We're on H at the moment.
Yeah.
Anybody got a problem with H?
No.
Do we want to combine H and J?
I think
you sound like a restaurant.
Well, I'm not that familiar with Mountain Valley Resource Institute. Is everything they do agribusiness? Because that's what H is talking about. And seems to me J is more expansive than that.
So you have a mission?
Maureen, these people are not involved in social and cultural economic projects. They don't. So I don't know where that came from. But I talked to the director, and she said, we don't do that.
So
they do the, and the economic environmental projects, as I said, is water that affects the watershed in the French Broad River, and they do these solar projects for farms. They get grants for solar energy projects.
Can we combine H and J and leave out the name of an organization?
Well, you've got to take the, I don't know. I
think that makes a lot of sense. I think that a task is identifying an entity that you would work with. And that's, you know, somebody that you would either task to do it or that you would contact to try to get them to do it. I think you should strike the specific Mountain Valley Resource Conservation.
I have that concern overall with any named entity.
But then we highlight T and
TVA, and those are our county organizations.
Perfect. Thank you for the clarification.
I think there was some mention there when we mentioned them of four existing.
Right.
Yeah, she had it in red. I believe Joy had it in red. Other region, other something.
Joy, you're making me seasick.
Sorry.
Don't look at it. It's like
there we go. Work with state and federal
straight ahead.
It wasn't somebody will.
Work with state and federal agencies and other regional partners to attract agribusiness related grants and revenue sources and support efforts to establish pilot programs related to new agricultural technologies and products.
I have no issue with it.
You like support?
Okay. Good.
Well, no, we're not on I. We're on H.
Yeah, you like support in H?
Support efforts to establish pilot programs.
Does that mean spending our money to do that or just encouraging them?
Right.
I'm asking. I'm not confusing. I'm just asking.
I can go with encourage or support.
Well, as I said, my long-term concern is 20 years down the road, what does support mean? But what does encourage mean 20 years down the road? Yeah. Right. So, but I mean, as Daryl said, I think it's going to happen one way or the other. That's my only concern, was do we add value by putting it in the plan? All right, now I. We combined H and J. What about I? What did that came from staff, I think, that I did.
Yeah, it did.
What direct benefit does that give Transylvania County?
Well, the example of an agricultural production facility that I can think of two. One is Advantage West created Blue Ridge Food Ventures over mm-hmm. at the Inca campus. And that allows farmers, we had a local trout farmer that would take trout over there and he made trout pate.
Okay.
And so it was a production facility that was on a regional basis. It still is in existence, but I don't know the long-term viability of it with Advantage West not being there, with some changes to the Inca campus. I don't know what's happening with that. The second example is the cattle auction place in Waynesville, actually Canton, which was a regional place to be able to auction cattle. What's missing in Western North Carolina from a livestock standpoint is being able to actually kill, slaughter, and then produce that. If Joey Galloway was on the board still, I think he would be talking about that a whole lot. I mean, you have mobile units that will go around, but I think that this it's worthy of supporting facilities like that for our local farmers. I remember somebody saying that shipping cattle, having to go down to South Carolina or over to Tennessee, they lost 20% of their weight.
Oh, at least.
Just in travel. And so that's why having something in Canton made so much sense.
Right.
I think supporting something like that is...
I agree with that.
Is that a market function?
It is.
I want to ask the word. Is that a market function?
I think that's a great point. I think that kind of goes to Jim's point before.
Okay, yes. It is a market function, but that facility in Canton, where is it located? On a closed landfill. So it's a partnership, private-public partnership.
To that point, though, on the market driving that, Mike, there was not sufficient market to make it happen. There was a desire, there was a need, but Western North Carolina just does not have enough farmers and enough demand to make that happen. And so you could make the argument that, well, we don't need those farmers. Let's ship in processed meat from Midwest. It's cheap. Is that what you want to do, though? And so,
here's my point. And I don't know the specifics that I use a general. If you're expending government money to do that, aren't you in essence paying more for the meat that you're getting?
Okay.
I mean, come on, guys. Every time you say support. Incentivize whatever. Every time, those are cash registers ringing in our heads. I mean,
it goes back to the definition of support.
I can speak to the livestock.
Okay.
Place. They had one at the Ag Center that was shut down. Is that correct? Had been shut down for several years. We had several cattle farmers come to share exactly what Mark talked about. The vast majority of the funding came from Haywood and Buncombe County. Ours was not small, if I recall. It was $25,000 that we put toward it. It was small in comparison to what some of the other counties did, but it allowed a market for our farmers to be able to sell the product and not lose money. The way that they were under the current system. So it benefited our farmers in that in that aspect. And also, I feel like personally benefited me as a consumer in the getting local fresh meat. Because, you know, that's a big thing now, and that's being bought up by even larger stores. They're buying local meat.
Personally, I'd love to see a processing plant.
I don't think that there's enough. I don't know that you could actually justify a processing plant in Transylvania County, but you probably could justify one in Buncombe or North Henderson, someplace like that. That's why it's. I think you have to look at a regional approach on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for those regional approaches as well. You know, if we can't do it here, it's better for it to be close by than further away.
Yeah, that's true. So, what do you think about it?
Sounds like more people support it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It is now 8:41. And we've gone through one goal in 1 hour and 41 minutes. Do we want to start on the next one and try to knock it out, stay no later than 9:30? We want to go home at 9. What do you want to do?
Next one is the title on yours is which one are you?
Land use and livability, support land use that increases economic opportunities while preserving the culture and natural resources. Do we want to work till 9 or 9:30? That's my question.
I'm saying go for it.
All right.
Jackie's up to it.
If you're fired up, Jackie, I'm with you. Let's do it.
And may I suggest on this, because I think I know where this one might be going.
Yeah.
Let's pretty quickly, if somebody it needs to be flagged, let's just flag it and try to get the ones that you agree on and not worry about definitions. Just try to go to, I like, maybe it would be appropriate. Not picking on anybody, but Wayne, which ones did you like?
I liked number two.
B? Is it B on here, small area planning?
Oh, yeah, geez. Okay. Yeah, somebody else.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with A. If we take a vote right now, it's going to be 3-3.
Okay. If we're going to start, let's start at the top. Transylvania County's land use and livability goals and strategies. I got a problem with land use and livability.
I want to start with even go back one step from that. We had a vision statement that like disappeared.
It's
just gone.
Can I speak to that point?
Sure.
So the document is broken into the focus areas.
Mm-hmm.
Each focus area starts with a vision statement.
Okay.
Provides background on where we are. Provides feedback from the survey on where the citizens and community meetings wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then provides the goals that support us to get to that vision. So the vision statement has not disappeared. It has been moved to the beginning of the session.
There's one very important clause that just disappeared. Washed out to sea or something. I'll let you figure out what it is. Private property rights just went away. It was in the vision statement. Now it's not in either one of these. Gone. Just disappeared.
It's right here.
Right, but it's not here. It's not on the one we're working on.
Well, I thought
it's three
pages ahead, or 2 pages ahead of what you see in front of you.
All right, good. All right,
like,
let's move on then.
The original time that I sent that document out, maybe not on this version, but it had page 14 at the bottom of one of the pages, and then it had page 32.
All right.
Because it's part of a larger document.
All right, let's move on then. As long as it's in there.
It is. That is still there.
Now, is this the time where we can add goals?
You haven't even really started the existing.
Right. So should we, how do we go to add it? I've got three that I need to add.
Well, can we work on the ones that are already
here
before we add new ones?
That's a good idea.
Okay. All right. A, no.
The way that Josh Hollingsby worded that was to adopt a four-door zoning to
We're on A.
I know. This was Josh Hollingsby's comment regarding A. But I didn't want to completely scrap one. And it was right below it, but then I didn't want to mess up your numbers.
I don't think either one are needed here because this
both
are... They're addressed in the previous. If he's saying, is he recommending doing away with
he's
A?
He's recommending J, and as
he's
opposed to
J,
A,
yes.
Which is already in the document under economic development.
Would you like to
we
see
talked about it at the last.
Would you like to see his comments on what we talked about last time?
Sure.
Okay. Corridor zoning to streamline the permitting process, create consistency development for development, and justify water and sewer investments. And then this was his version down land use and mobility.
What's the difference in corridor zoning, the high impact, other than it's countywide, is that the only difference?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I would interpret as. Is that right? Well, don't shrug your shoulders.
I just know what Josh wrote.
Okay.
If I need to call him and ask what he meant by corridor zoning, I'm happy to do that.
My interpretation is corridor zoning is not countywide, it's a corridor.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
I'm...
Would that be a reasonable assumption?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume so.
You what?
But
his divorce.
That is addressed in number 8 under economic health. I'm not sure what letter that is. Let me find it.
This has been changed.
F, I believe, is what you're referring to, Daryl.
Yeah.
Consider policies and plans for designated growth areas.
Yes. Designated growth areas are the corridors. We can beat that to death and reword it all we want to, but they're one and the same.
Okay.
So I don't see the need for either of those here when it's already stated under economic health goals and strategies.
Okay.
Were you seeing it under economic health and strategies?
Go to the first page, F, in the first column on the first page. F, first column, first column.
I'll go back.
Designated growth areas. So that's corridor.
Designated growth areas are the.
Both of those came from Josh, right?
They both came from
Josh. We need both of them.
Yeah.
So maybe we should get clarification from him on why he wanted both.
Okay.
I
think we should benchmark it. Perfect. And benchmark it.
Yeah, so we'll benchmark A and J. Okay.
I think we eliminate A and benchmark J. A's been done twice. There's no will for it.
Decided we should benchmark things we disagree on, so we should benchmark it.
If we vote right now, it's 3-3. I'm pretty certain. So we'll
agree. We represent our people.
Right.
And our people
How many word? How many times did you see that used in the survey?
Just,
how many times did you see that word used in the survey?
I don't have that reference in front of me.
Joy, how many times was high impact land used? The wording, that wording used in the survey.
Zoning was used a lot.
That's not okay. Yeah.
How many times?
High impact land use came up specifically at our community advocate big meeting that we had.
Right, but how many times was it referred to?
But I think we're at the point where, you know, this is, we're doing just what we said we weren't going to do. that we wanted to just benchmark the things we don't agree with.
We'll vote on it next time. No problem.
You can vote now. We have 3-3.
So we'll vote on it next time. We'll benchmark it and worry about it at the next meeting.
155 said zoning in a positive light. 16 said land use in a positive light. 15 said ordinance in a positive light. And then 51 said regulation in a negative light.
So, how many said zoning in a negative light?
4.
Did anybody use the term
high impact land use ordinance?
It's fairly commonly used.
I did
exactly.
Not search for that.
Not here, for sure.
Not in our definitions.
But obviously, there was overwhelming positive input from the survey.
And when this was discussed by.
Yeah, how many people stood up in protest of the high impact land use before you voted it down? 9.
How many that supported it?
Okay, stop.
More.
Benchmark. Let's move on.
Benchmark A. All right. Benchmark A and J. Or whatever the new one is.
Yes, J.
B.
So, Mac.
I have you a B.
Yeah.
I'm actually not.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I'd have to go along with what Mac, he's not here, Mac McNeely said at our last meeting, that all this does is create contention within areas in the county. You'll get two neighbors that want something, three that don't, and, you know, it just stops anything from happening, positive or negative. I mean, it's counterproductive in its whole. If you want to cause problems, it's a good thing to put in.
It's counterproductive and will eventually lead to someone saying, why don't we just zone everything the same way? That's the unintended consequence to me of the hodgepodge, is it leads to the countywide zoning.
So it's better for a handful of elected officials to force that on you than for a community to decide that's what they want to do. Because that's your two options. I would rather a community decide if this hodgepodge leads to that, a community made that decision, not a handful of people that may or may not even live there.
Yeah, but if we go in there and we say that we're going to promote small area planning, it'll be 20 years before it reaches the festering point. And in the meantime, nothing is going to happen. We are one of the few communities in this state that is not 100% rural, that doesn't have some type of zoning. You go to Jackson County, you go to...
Very small area. It's dark.
Yeah.
Very small.
You know, if you look at any developed area, it has zoning. And there's a reason for it.
As does this county. Brevard has zoning.
Brevard has zoning. This county does not have zoning.
There's a section in this county that does have zoning.
I know. One small corridor of this forest has zoning.
That's right.
So, you know, if you want to make sure that you don't develop any industry in the county, then don't make any regulations on how you can use the land. Because the people that are going to come in and invest the $26 million or $50 million aren't going to do it if there's no zoning. Why do you think they're going to Henderson County and Buncombe County?
Are they doing it in the zoned area of the county now?
That is irrelevant.
No, that's a laboratory. That's a laboratory for this county. It's just not happening.
Here, the I-40, I-26... being next to the airport are very important, but I think having zoning is also very important for industrial development, because then a bank will go in and say, I will bank this. I will put up money for this, because they will not have, they know that business can go there and will not have lawsuits by adjoining property owners saying, this is going to be a nuisance. Mm-hmm. That's the value of that. And if you read the article that was on, actually, Mike, I think you sent the article on, or we talked about
Andrew's
it in my
down.
Office. Andrew Tate was able to go and say, this property is manufactured. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've lived it like you. I don't need a lesson in it. And I'm not opposed to it. But what I believe needs to happen is end use development corridor areas, growth designated growth areas. That zoning needs to happen, needs to involve the community, not the commissioners making the final decision. Needs to be community making that decision. Commissioners will make the final decision at the end of the day, because that's the way state law has to go. But they need to have the, not just a handful of meetings, they need to have that input, time well spent with the community. Believe me, I don't want to know
if
to happen again either.
You encouraged that when you were county commissioner with
the
force.
Yeah.
That was a small area of plan.
Mm-hmm. And nobody was happy, so it went, you know, it should be perfect. Nobody was happy with it.
So
that's where I'm coming
from.
I'm not opposed to the zoning. I just think,
if you want to manufacture, you're going to have to have that.
Didn't we have a business owner last time tell us that he'd never had that question asked to him?
I think the only person...
Yeah, Matt McGill, he said it hadn't been asked to him.
Right.
Yeah. But he's
one of the largest business owners in this county.
Right. And he has 40 years, 50 years of history, and if the bank doesn't want to loan him the money, he'll just buy the bank.
And he also has a huge amount of buffer around his businesses that protect property owners. And the other thing that Mac has been, and his dad family have been really smart at, they've worked with the adjoining property owners.
Mm-hmm. You mean they took responsibility?
They took responsibility for their actions. Wow.
Yeah. They're amazing, isn't it? I'm not arguing that. But Chris, what would you, if you don't like, B,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend in place of it?
The corridor zoning or an overall high impact. Yeah, my strong feeling is that the county should have countywide high impact land use.
Countywide.
You know, if you want to put a pig farm in next to the nursing home, right now you can pretty well do it.
Is it going to affect the nursing home?
Yeah.
How would it
you ever been near a pig farm?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
You know, so
we were trying to create economic development. I thought we were trying to run down the price of meat. Isn't that what pig farm does? It is a development question. Of course,
it's not relevant.
Of course, it's a relevant question. Y'all just told me a few minutes ago we should have a process plan to run down the price of meat.
No,
now you want to run the pig farm out.
Higher value would be the nursing home.
Well, processing
the
farm.
That's why we have to think regionally. Because nothing's going to happen here if we don't zone.
Is the zoning working?
We have to get used to the idea.
Wait a minute. Is the zoning working in Pisgah Forest? Are trucks lined up to open plants in Pisgah Forest right now because of the zone? And that's the only place we have in this county that's zoned. And it's growing at the same rate as every other part of the county. It's not zoning.
I'd have to refer to Mark on that. I don't know the
specifics. The parcels are all so small that you really, it's pretty much residential with the exception of a few commercial, and then you've got the Vardic Adam. So there's, I don't know. No.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
But it could be. I mean, it's got everything there.
Right.
The roads, the...
Other than land.
Utilities. There's land there.
You have to buy a lot of small parcels to put something together.
Okay.
And the reason it...
So either you can develop it or you can't. Right?
If you want to go in and give the developer eminent domain, you could develop that area. And that happens. But I know that would be fought very hard around here, and it should be. But we have tracts of land that are available, larger tracts of land, going out the 64 corridor and going out to 80 corridor and so on, that would be developable if the banks and the developer, the banks and the industries had the protection of zoning. Now, if we can't go, you know, there's areas in this county that there's no point in zoning because they're not developable in any way.
So why do you want to zone them?
I don't.
You just told us you want a county-wide zoning.
Well,
why do you want to zone
them? I would like a county-wide high impact.
But I have problems with county-wide.
But I'm not going to stand and argue that point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we've designated an area of probable development. That area should have some type of zoning attached.
Corridor zoning.
Corridor zoning.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. We're disagreeing on the how it should be handled. I think it should be handled by the community there. And I think what I'm hearing from you all is it should be handled by the commissioner. Right?
The commissioners are hired to lead.
Mm-hmm.
They should lead.
They're also hired to listen to their constituents.
Yes, they are.
And they do.
And the predominant on land use was that they're in favor of zoning. You are going to have people that will not support zoning under any way, shape, or form, such as Mike. And there's going to be, it's a religion, there's no convincing them of anything different.
Kind of like global warming, climate change.
Let's keep it to the
ground. Yeah, keep it
untucked. I mean, if you want to attack my character, let's work on it.
I wasn't attacking
your
character.
I mean, yeah,
you're saying you're not going to change mine.
No, I'm not, because I believe in the rights of the property owner.
But I believe in the rights of the community as a whole.
Where do you get that social contract? Send me the copy of it. Email me that copy of the social contract we signed.
It is.
It's not. Yeah.
Right. You did not sign it, so forth.
Nobody signed it.
We'll go, I'm done. Let's go. Done.
So, do you want to benchmark this?
Obviously.
It's 9 o'clock.
My apologies.
What did you say there?
I said, obviously, it's benchmark.
It's obvious.
Yes.
See. Okay, I don't have a problem with this, I really don't, but my question is, and it's strictly a technical one, will the perk tests allow for higher density on these parcels?
I mean, a perk test may or may not, but what you're going to do is if you have higher density, you're going to go to an engineered system.
Engineered system?
So then it would have to be an engineered system, not a... I mean, you might be able to put two units on a septic system shared, but I don't... I mean, it's going to be an engineered... If you're trying to get higher density, it's going to be an engineered system.
Okay.
Or it's going to connect to a water and sewer that's coming from Brevard or Rosman, and then are you trying to encourage... How are you going to encourage the use of that water and sewer? Yeah. Higher density can take place where you've got water and sewer. Mm-hmm.
Where's the word higher density?
She said, where's the word higher density? This is about green
use of alternative building codes for proven housing alternatives, including the tiny house initiative and others. The tiny house initiative, we were sent around that tiny house project, and it had, I don't know, 10 or 15 houses in an acre. And that's great. I'm in favor of this. But we have to, do we need to address this? Or?
We can, the question I have at this point is we can encourage the adoption of these codes and whatnot, but we're restricted to follow state building codes, and are they,
right.
Is a state building code?
Tiny house on a frame, no. I mean, there's...
But we can't just go off and
No.
I guess we could off and roadly do whatever we wanted to, but that's going to be a problem to drop it.
The EPA and Dean will be all over you.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it? I'm going back. Something to the support market-driven efforts to promote greater housing options.
If people want to live in a tiny house, I think they have that right. So I'm okay with us evaluating or supporting codes that allow people to do that. But again, my whole question about this entire initiative is, it's there. Does it mean anything if it's in conflict with state building code?
Just saying something, tiny house thing certainly fits in the city, then it's something I totally agree. And again, is there not an aspect here where, in order to accomplish what you want to do, which is getting more housing that people can afford, that you're going to advocate, including advocating for state law changes?
And that's something I think it would be better suited to be worded that way if we're going to have it in here.
Yeah, I mean, it's also going to be driven by the environmental codes.
Yeah.
Sure. Steve, where would you make the additional change then? How would you change that?
You know, we've got this great definition about what support means, but support to me would include advocating in order to create the support the market-driven environment. So, I depend on how you want to play with that word, I could say those words do that. If you're framing it, that includes advocating for legal change, law changes you need to get in order to accomplish that goal. But if you want to add the word advocate, support market-driven development of greater housing options, including advocating for any alternative building codes for approving housing alternatives, yada yada.
Advocate changes to the building code to encourage greater housing options.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to put, including the tiny house, because that's a whole area of working against the state building code by itself. They define that market of 200 square feet, 800 square feet as having to be on a mobile platform currently, and that's a fix that would have to happen.
Okay. Benchmark it. Think about it. Come back to it.
Thank you.
Yes, it seems to me most communities are trying to get rid of their shanty towns, not trying to encourage building more. I mean, I get confused as what direction we're going here. It seems like we're just trying to lower our standards.
These tiny houses aren't really shanty towns, but I can see where you come up with that.
Yeah, they are.
They're a viable alternative housing option for people, you know, that don't have a lot of money to buy a really large house. And, you know, they're really a good option. They're becoming very popular all over. And they're not shanties. They're not, you know, slums. They're actually well-designed housing options.
I like that. They're not really shooting.
Well, and it's also an option for developers who want to create a rental environment. I mean, where the real market, I mean, early on is for rentals. People starting out, beginning teachers, firemen, basic needs people we have in our community, they don't have a place to go rent a place today. They can afford the incomes.
That was a big thing from our community input, the lack of affordable housing.
You tell me where you can find a place today to rent for under $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I own a house for under $1,000 a month.
Well, owning, I said rent, I don't look for one. You got less than 1% vacancy rate for rentals in this community.
I'm happy with C. I think C's good. Are we good with C?
Yeah, with those changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one. It's good.
Hey,
all right.
D. I'm good with D.
Me too.
E. Anybody good with D?
Yep.
E.
I don't like it.
I don't like E.
On D, I'm sorry, I do not want to do this, but we say affordable infill housing in the city when it's really city and town.
Do we, can we do that? In the city limits? I mean, it's our document, but what I'm asking is, if we put in the city limits, do we really have, in that Brevard's function?
I think what you do is you just say, you delete in the city.
I
just say,
yeah.
Infill housing.
And additional opportunities throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the city limits and is eliminated.
And I think that.
Okay. I'm good with that. Moving on to E.
I think Joy put this in after she talked to Wayne. Wayne requested this.
Oh, stop it. No.
It came from the Coney County plan. The Coney County plan did not have a 10-lot size. They said for new developments, period.
What?
And I did not see that as being applicable to this county, but...
Board members did. Board members said that they really liked a lot of the components of the Oconee plan.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Don't we have enough open space in this county?
What does open space mean?
Call me crazy, but isn't 50-some percent of our county open space?
Open space, another word for greenway?
Or community park?
Thank you, Steve.
Or
don't leave.
You're getting in deep now.
Community park, picnic shelter, greenway.
Open space has a definite legal meaning.
Right.
It has a definite.
So development of recreational facilities or opportunities and priority locations.
The offer fee in lieu options. This smacks of the UDO codes that the city has.
Yeah.
Blindly and erroneously established, in my opinion. I'd be in favor of taking this out.
I'm with you.
Go ahead and flag it.
F. Established strategies. Don't we already have that?
We have anything greater than 4,000 square feet and less than an acre. We have a permitting process that ties to the subdivision ordinance and to the getting the permitting of a residential structure. So 4,000 square feet to an acre, we do have something in place already. And basically, it's very simple. It's just basically you're saying keep the mud on your property.
I'm good with that. So we can eliminate this, is what I hear you saying?
I was just giving you some background.
Well, it says established strategy. You just stated the requirement. We don't need to
adopt measures we already have.
One of the biggest complaints that we get two, consistently two, now three issues that we have to deal with. Erosion, mud, junk, and floodplain. Those are the three things that we probably spend more time on than anything else. In fact, today we had two junk, one you two didn't see, I've got electronically. We had at least three that were working on floodplain issues. Mm-hmm. But mud is one we're actually... We're dealing with a subdivision.
an existing subdivision, a road has had some failure in it, and they're trying to come back and say, how do you, and that is road failure, not erosion control, but it all ties together.
What we're dealing with here is not just here in the building.
Yeah.
You're talking about maybe someone that built and over time their bank's washed away and it's washing off on their neighbor. This could be an existing erosion control, not a created one by building.
A great example of that would be Melvin Farms and some of the erosion that came down off of that development over a period of time. And Richard Fry can tell you a whole lot about what happened to his property as a result of erosion issues.
The current erosion control strategies that we have don't address existing development.
So
have erosion control.
Only building,
and road creation, yes.
So instead of established strategies and adopt the measures, that shouldn't we just say review? Planning board should review erosion and sediment control regulations. It's part of our job, anyway.
And would this be covered by blockages in the rivers that creates tremendous blockages?
I think that's, if what Daryl said is not in there, then that's not in there either. And what I'm saying is, if the planning board reviews it, you can cover those things. But
yeah, I think you, if, Mike, to your point, I agree with you. I think it's H. You've already got it under H.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think, too.
I think if you go to review and updating, you've got that. And quite frankly, on the issue of erosion,
just to add erosion, right?
You don't even have to put erosion on there. It's existing land use. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the way that we tell people now is we apologize and say if the county doesn't have something that handles that, that's a private matter. You need to contact your attorney. Now, that adds cost to the property owner that's being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfair. But I don't know, short of the county getting involved with it, I mean, if Wayne Darrell creates a problem that bothers you, you call me and say, Mark, I've got a problem. This is what happened. Darrell is doing this to me. And my response is, Wayne, you need to talk to your attorney. I would.
So that
you have the money to do that.
The first thing I would do is talk to Daryl. If he says take a hike, then I talk to the attorney. And he says you don't have a cause of action, or we're gonna own this guy.
But I'd start with taking care of it instead of you. Yeah.
So I guess my point on that is, I like that you go talk to him, but oftentimes neighbors don't do anything on that. A lot of people are not in a position to be able to go and say, I'm going to hire an attorney to help me with this. They can't.
That's true.
And so what are you saying to those people, that they are somebody without means and we don't care? How does that? And I'm not advocating. I think what you've got here is fine. The changes that you've made, I think you need to think about that.
So I think it's already, I see eliminating it and rolling it into H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. G. Collaborate. G.
G?
G. Golf.
George.
Golf, yes.
That's under the economic problem.
We've already got that one, don't we? Isn't that what E is and on the first page? Supports the development of industrial park, industrial infill, and shell well. No, okay. Never mind.
Let's sign off on H.
Okay. 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 Yeah, H is. Yeah.
Wouldn't we first have to identify what is an industrial commercial site?
We have the brownfield spray application in. We've identified at least 20 properties that may have based on historical use, but we don't have a defined list.
I'm
Okay, yeah.
So identify and support.
Where are we?
G.
Oh, okay.
Identify and support the redevelopment of.
What about just identify? I mean, we continue or.
How about it? If you want to say something else, just say identify and encourage.
The redevelopment. Identify and encourage the redevelopment.
Yeah.
And I think it should be underutilized, vacant.
Vacant or underutilized?
Underutilized. And, well, I mean, I would just say underutilized because you could have a building that is there, but because of potential or unknown concerns of environmental issues, nobody's willing to buy it. And so I would actually scratch vacant and just say underutilized industrial, commercial, and residential sites. So, I think you can just say plain.
So identify and encourage underutilized industrial, commercial, and residential sites.
Property, period. Why even?
Okay. We might as well have property in there somewhere here.
No, I'm just saying the word, the industrial, commercial, and residential, and just say property.
Underutilized property?
Mike's thinking on that.
No, I don't know. Properties, yeah, right.
That's really what Brownfields is looking at. We're looking at multiple tracts of land. Most of them have some type of building on them, although some of them don't, but we know that they were used for different purposes.
Is there any advantage in in identifying or cataloging industrial, commercial, residential, or does that? That's why the only reason I would leave it in there if there's a benefit to.
What's throwing me with this right now is the residential sites.
Okay.
That's what I don't. So unless you were to put, say, an apartment complex.
So you just say properties, is that?
Underutilized properties for future industrial, commercial, and residential.
Okay. Right. Well, Jim's got a comment here.
Somehow this seems like picking winners and losers. We had in the beginning of the meeting how we were going to take the underutilized agricultural property and put it in conservancy. Now here we're going to take the underutilized industrial property and we're going to generate some sort of grant scheme to get it over, or, you know, brought to its full capacity. Why is there a difference between these two types of property?
Yeah, he's right. We weren't advocating that we put land into conservancy.
That's what I thought I read. I'm certain that's what I read.
We were going to put what we have right now in terms of wording is actually very smart because what you're saying is you are willing to collaborate with other entities and encourage redevelopment of underutilized properties. You're not saying how it's going to be done, but what you're trying to do is get it into a place of higher value, industrial, commercial, and residential. And I would say or residential, with industrial, commercial, and or residential. But what you're doing is you're saying that you could, and that's actually that's where I started.
Yeah.
But I think what you're doing now is you're saying, why would you do this? Okay. Because you want to have these properties for them.
I think Jim's question's kind of interesting. I don't know if we got time to consider it because it's almost 9:30, but we should maybe think about that question next time. Why are you putting this piece of property in conservancy and promoting this piece of property?
We scratched item B that had the conservation easement.
Or did we scratch that or did we combine that?
We
took the conservation out of it.
Combined it with C?
We combined A and D.
A and D.
And combined B and C.
And we took out B?
We took out B. That was my understanding.
Now we took out County Conservation Bank.
Yeah.
Well, B and C were going to be reworded.
B and C were reworded.
But I think that's an interesting question.
And if you as a board want to discuss that, then I think what the question really comes down to is, as a community, as a county, what do you value?
That's I think...
That's what do you value? And to the point of conservation lands, you're saying you value open space, you value farming, and in this, what you're saying is you value taking underutilized properties because of potential, possible contamination, and bringing them to a higher use. I don't see an inconsistency in that. You as a community are saying we value these things. It's not an and or. It is you desire both. But I think you've already taken care of the one,
right.
And I think you've actually got a pretty good outcome on this.
I still think it's an interesting question.
If you need to flag it, flag it.
But
well, we can develop
this. I mean, why in the world would we not want to have underutilized properties help them encourage redevelopment when what we want to do is we want to encourage economic prosperity here?
I think
it's all part of it,
you're
so.
Picking winners and losers on private property. I think there's some truth in what Jim's saying there.
You may be picking some winners and losers.
Is that government's job? We got to go back and continually ask. I know that. To people who have never met a government program, they don't like that's a dumb question. But to me, it's an important question.
Well, I can tell you that if you don't do it, and communities don't do it, others are. And from an economic development standpoint, they're outdoing us. Because we're sitting on pieces of property right now that either have real contamination or perceived contamination, are underutilized, and are not contributing to the tax base, and probably are not contributing to job growth. Period.
So
now, winners, losers on that? Yep.
So probably. We can justify anything with your statement.
I'm not going to argue that much.
Some people are not as valuable as others. That's
where
that goes.
I think the county has to be smart, but it's
absolutely where the economic development. I mean, we have designated places in the county that are remote and unreachable as economic development corridors for a reason. But we did 280, 64 between Levar and Osmond. We picked those places because that's where it was most viable. So, if we're in the process, we're going to be picking winners and losers.
I just simply ask a philosophical question.
I think that is a grounding question that should be asked over and over again. But if you also want to promote economic development and you want to promote job growth, you're going to have to somehow or another get past that question and do something, because right now we know that those pieces of property are sitting. Nothing's happening to them. And so what is that catalyst? What's the spark that changes something there?
We don't. We're using that affirmative action form of economic development.
Either way.
But I think it's always a pertinent question. I actually agree with you on that.
All right. I.
H.
I think we said H is good because we rolled the one we scratched out into H.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of by default.
And actually, rather than existing land use regulations, it really should be ordinances. Update existing
ordinances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed, and then I think that accomplishes what they were talking about.
Okay.
I'm opposed to it, but
I'm not opposed to it as long as it doesn't. If we're talking about size and flower beds, okay. But if we're talking about telling somebody they got to move that untitled car or unlicensed car or mobile home off their property, I'm not in favor of it.
I think we need to spend more time and effort focusing on economic development, Ryan, because for it.
Where did it come from?
Entrance corridor?
River Art College.
Boone has, doesn't Boone have entrance
either
corridor?
Either River Art College or TDA. One of those recommended adding something to this effect.
College, I think.
David Joyce for Art College.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't Boone have entrance corridors? I don't, I'm opposed.
We have more entrance corridors than 280 and 64 east.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I think that's what most people think of when they think of entrance corridors.
Yeah.
Again, I know those aren't the only ones. The 64 west is entrance.
Who's going to put the entrance corridor down 178? Who wants that job?
But from the standpoint of thinking of 280 and 64 east as our entrance corridors, I'd be more interested in developing a plan for economic development in those areas.
I would too.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I'm going to go out there.
Pardon?
This one, I would recommend to strike it.
I second that.
What?
I said strike it. I recommend striking.
I guess you could come up with a specific task to do that. But I think that goes 10 years, 15 years.
When I envision what he's talking about here, because he doesn't want to look like that before. And everybody I've ever said that about this county, I was like, well, it looks like they can afford to have a better economy. But I understand where he's coming from. However, we need to address it now. I think the biggest problem is getting economic development there. And if we have a big sign out there, Hillbilly Inn over on Tunnel Road, then we'll address it when we get there. We already have some.
Yeah, I think that I would be looking at saying have bike corridors, have shoulder widths that are open, make sure that signage, which is an existing ordinance, is appropriate. And those are the things that we have. I just can't, said way too much on that, sorry.
I'm a big fan that says come this way. Yeah. But anyway, it's 9:30.
There's one last thing up there.
There is. Mike, you pointed out several goals that have been dropped in the variances that have been given out. This is one that I noticed during the work groups that you were all were involved in, and the goals and strategies that you guys came up with in December, but this has gone away.
Air pollution prevention.
And I don't know whether it goes in land use or health or if it goes in our plan. But this was one of the identified golden strategies that has been dropped.
Okay.
Wasn't that one to encourage people to pursue environmentally friendly energy sources and things like that to reduce, carbon emissions and...
Flag.
Yeah, flag it.
Okay.
Do we have a problem with that? Plenty of air in the country. Never mind. All right. It's 9:30.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All right. We've still got stuff to cover. Do we need to have another special meeting? I mean, if we have to extend past the June deadline, Mike Hawkins and I talked about that. And he was more concerned about a good product than if we needed to go past June. I'm not advocating that. If we can get it done, that's great. But I also don't want to rush through because we're on some artificial timeline. So.
It was planned for further discussion?
I just want to point out that
if we keep plodding through it like this, I'm good with it. I mean, it's going to be a better product in the end, but it's going to take more time. Right. And Mike told me, I'm not that concerned about a timeline. He said, I would like to see it, but, you know, if we need to get a month or two past that, or a week or two, or a day or two, whatever, to get this done right, he was okay with that.
I would like to make sure that when we do present a product, it's something that has a high probability of being used.
Right. And Mike expressed that same concern. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying that we can't get it done. I'm just saying that let's not push. Let's make sure we're doing it right instead of fast.
Hey, may I suggest that we have the next regular meeting is the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just continue? The staff is working on, Joy has been working on, I say staff Joy has been working on narratives that go before all this.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue doing that. I think the next meeting, we just continue. We will, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, we're going to use this format with the edits, changes made.
For this to be turned into a PDF, I may have to remove the pictures. No, those are coming back.
Some pictures will, not these.
Exactly. Some pictures that we determine are the correct ones will come back. But as a PDF, these that are hanging below the line, you will not see.
I'm personally fine with just getting the text. Because that's what I'm concerned about.
So you may think, oh no, another version.
Yeah.
It's not another version. It is this with its pictures on it.
Okay. I'm good with that.
The only thing that I would ask is when you send out copies, if you're going to have color coding, that it be on our copies.
Okay, perfect.
They should be color coded.
Yes, and I will have a little legend.
Great.
You may have to get correct.
Good.
I need a bigger legend.
Thank you. All right. Sorry it ran a little bit long, but we still got item 6. Public and board member comments. Any comments from the public? Okay. Start right here. Maureen, you got any comments?
No, I agree. I think we need to do it right, you know, and, you know, whatever amount of time it takes, you know, just schedule the meetings and we'll do it.
Okay.
Same. No comments.
Same.
Okay. I have none either. Staff.
Staff, the only thing I will mention is Golden Leaf. I think I mentioned to you before we got the ARC grant. That's not out public yet. That supports the Economic Development Group. We did receive the Watch For Me bike ped recognition, and working right now with the sheriff and police chief for staff time, their staff time, to have some training. And this morning we were told that we got $1.1 million Golden Leaf grant to support our initiative for economic development, supporting the Economic Alliance. So we did get that. We don't have that in writing yet, but that was a verbal. And there will be more on that later. But that's $1.1 million coming into the fund to support economic development and our school system.
Great.
Yeah,
that is funny.
You have anything? Anything else? The expenditures delineated in the grant and what it can be used for.
All right.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
All right. All in favor, adjourn.
Okay.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Clayton.
Oh.